Turn in your Bible to the 9th chapter of the book of Genesis. I'm reading at verse 8. And God spake unto Noah and to his sons with him, saying, And I, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl of the cattle, and of every beast of the earth with you, for all that go out of the ark to every beast of the earth. And I will establish my covenant with you, neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood, neither shall there be any more be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, This is the token of the covenant that I have made between me and you, and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass, when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow which shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, This is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. This is one of the most interesting and instructing portions of the whole Bible in regard to the covenants of God. God made covenants with his people from time to time. He made a covenant with Adam when he was sinless in the Garden of Eden. He made a covenant with Adam when he fell. And how great was that fall? And God from time to time has entered into covenants with man and with the world and with the people of the world. And here we have one of his covenants. And what a covenant it is. That the world will never be destroyed by a flood again. That all the creatures of the world have a security badge from God. You read the portion. And that especially God's man and God's family will be kept from the dangers of utter destruction. This came about not because of the works of Noah. This is a work of God. This is the covenant of God's grace. And in that covenant, God gave all that he could, for he gave his Son, the blessed Son of his love, in the everlasting covenant. I cannot die because Jesus lives and lives forever. Because I'm joined to him. Joined to the Lord. A living creature. That's why the message we received this morning tells so much in our hearts. Do I live according to the covenant of grace? Am I a badge to the world that I'm really saved? Does the world say of me, I believe that man is really a Christian. I met a man the other day, and he said that to me, an ungodly man. He says, well, if any man's a Christian, Mr. Paisley, that man's a Christian. I see it in him. Oh, that we might show forth the beauty of the Savior. That the beauty of the Savior might be seen in me. All his matchless love and purity. Oh, Spirit Divine, all my being make thine. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. The greatest thing that you have is your testimony before God. If you go down this chapter, pay attention to the cloud and to the bow. And discover this, that God didn't say to Noah, look up at this bow. Look up and stare at it. He said, I will look upon it. I will look upon it. I'm going to be the bow looker, not you. And when I see that bow, I see my son. And when I see my son, I forget all about your sins, because he removed them by his blood on Calvary. Please also notice that this bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it. I heard a preacher once preaching, and he preached about how God painted the bow. He did nothing of the sort. God's bow was additional to the cloud. It was a second blessing in the best sense of the term. Aren't you glad you're at God's table today? Aren't you glad you have the privilege of sitting down and taking what God has appointed we should take, broken bread, and taking the poured out cup, and say, thank you, Lord, I've seen the bow. I've seen the bow. It's brought a message to me. You have looked on it. I have looked on it. All through Scripture, the signal of salvation was always shared with God and the believer. In the Egypt, when they killed the lamb, what happened? God looked on it. He said, when I see the blood. But the elder person that was going to die, he looked at it. I often thought of the feelings of the firstborn sons of all the Israelites. And as they crossed their door, they looked carefully to see the blood was on it. For that blood was the guarantee they would live.
Yes.
It was worth looking at.
Amen.
And the blood's always worth looking at. Jesus, keep me near the cross. May he bring us to the cross and the blood today for his great name's sake. We'll ask our dear brother to lead us in thanksgiving for the bread, which speaks of the broken body of Christ.